This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to 60 Countries in 60 Minutes, a podcast series based on the 60 countries I visited in my first 60 years. I'm that blind woman, Julie Woods, and alongside me is my husband and artist, Ron Esplin.
Hello there.
Hello, Ron. And we are going to cover the life and travels of myself in these 6 10-minute episodes. This is podcast one and decade one from 1966 to 1975, and associated with each podcast is an illustration by Ron. So, Ron, what is the illustration for this podcast, please?
Well, it's a picture of you playing the ukulele in the Hutton Theatre when you're about 8 years old. That illustration was done by me for the book Why Not? Julie, you were born on the 1st of February 1966 at Red Roofs Hospital in Dunedin. Your father, Willis Woods, was a plumber, and your mother, Betty Woods, named McDermott, was a professional mother. You came home to 47 Bridges Street in Warnington to your brother, Christopher, and sister, Amanda. Your family moved to 7 Marshall Street, Bradford, when you were 2 years old, and you became friendly with the large Samoan family up the driveway, the Lomays, which meant you could take a shortcut up past their house when you started school at Bradford Primary. At the end of year school concert, you played Silent Night on a coloured portable organ. You wanted to learn the guitar when you were 7, but you were told you were too little. You instead attended ukulele classes with a group of other children taken by Bill Coulter. In 1974, when you were 8 years old, you moved with your family to a brand new house at 4 Netherby Street, Mornington, and you attended Balaclava Primary School. You went on to learn the mandolin and piano, which you performed at Marama Hall at the University of Otago by the time you were 10 years of age. Julie, what are your memories of playing Silent Night at the end of your school concert?
I remember it was at the Presbyterian Church in Kemuer on the corner of Bryant Street and Kaikorai Valley Road. And I'd been given the organ for a Christmas present, and it must have appealed. And I have no idea why I thought I could play at the end of a school concert, but I did. And I sat up the front and I performed Silent Night with my mother and father and my nan and granddad in the audience. So it was a great thrill to be able to do it and get through it, I think, without a mistake.
Yeah. You mentioned that Bill Coulter, who was very well known in Dunedin musical circles, was teaching you. What was he like?
He was a lovely older gentleman who had a studio above Jay's Cake Shop in George Street, which is opposite the old Decker for people that go back that far. And I used to go up the stairs, and he had a room in there, and he had it set up with chairs facing each other and a microphone up the front, and it was a group of kids. And I learnt the ukulele, and there was, as I said, we got to stand up the front and sing songs, and the other kids would play the ukuleles. And he used to take a photo of us and have a photo board, like the early days of Facebook. And we had our names printed on our ukuleles, and mine was bright blue with blue palm trees, and I made a macrame cord to hang around my neck. But it was wonderful to be with everybody and to perform with the other kids.
What did you like about moving to a new house at 4 Netherby Street?
Well, it was exciting. Mum and Dad, or Dad, had built the house along with a builder, but Dad did quite a lot of the work as he was a plumber. He did the plumbing. But it was just new and exciting. I got to go to a new school. I had to walk down 192 steps to get to Balaclava Primary School, and of course back up on the way home. But I had my own bedroom, and it was just new and cool.
Well, you really did start out well musically. Do you remember playing the piano at Marama Hall? How did you feel about that?
Well, I remember piano was quite different, you see, because I went to the Barkers in Law Street, And it was quite austere compared to the ukulele that I'd been used to in the group environment with Bill Coulter. And I did my exams, and that led me to, of course, playing those more classical pieces, which led to Marama Hall. And once again, it was, I guess I gritted my teeth and I performed. I'd call myself a reluctant performer, Ron, but I did it, and now I do it. So it was very good practice.
Well, I'm sure you acquitted yourself well. You have listed as your first country New Zealand, of course. What are your memories of New Zealand as a child way back then?
Mum and Dad used to take us on holidays every Christmas, and we didn't go camping, but we stayed in motels. And I remember the hotel or the motel that we stayed in when we went to Queenstown. And I remember waking up in the morning and poking my head through the curtains and looking out on the Remarkables. And honestly, I just thought it was like a magic fairyland. It just seemed like a film set, which I guess seems quite obvious now. But then I just thought it was so different and so beautiful. And it was like a painting, really, Ron, like something you would have painted.
Well, I probably have. And I think I felt the same way, because I'd come at the age of 4 from Scotland. And here was this wonderful, sparkling place of sun. And all you can remember in those days is sun.
Yeah, that's right. It was sunny when I was there as well.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Amazing, apart from the, the snow caps. But we went on many holidays. Mum and Dad would take us. I remember one in Hamner Springs at the old Queen Mary Hospital site, and there was a band playing Hotel California. The kind of things that stand out, aren't they? We used to go to Christchurch a lot. And went shopping. We tripped around mainly the South Island. We took one trip to Wellington, I remember, and stayed in the People's Palace in Cuba Street. Is that the Salvation Army?
Yes, it certainly is. I stayed in the Sydney one, and that was an interesting experience. It was a very reasonably priced place to stay in almost anywhere in the world.
I think that was probably the appeal. But often they're in the bang smack in the middle of the city, so that was an advantage as well.
It was.
Yeah. I was going to remember, that was another time or trip or adventure I remember. We went to Stewart Island, and everybody on the boat that day was sick. And I remember Mum going to the Four Square on the island and getting us some sea legs for the way back. That was pretty rough. She said that a lot of people wanted to buy houses on Stewart Island because they didn't want to go back on the boat in the afternoon.
Well, thank you for those thoughts, and I'm glad you recovered pretty quickly from that.
Exactly, to carry on. That's quite right. So New Zealand was my first country, and lots of holiday adventures and memories that I have. Thank you, Ron. You've been listening to 60 Countries in 60 Minutes with That Blind Woman, Julie Woods, and Ron Esplin. If you want to contact me, That Blind Woman, Julie Woods, you can do so by email, julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz, or for Ron, ronesplinartist@gmail.com. This is podcast 1 of 6. We look forward to having you back and joining us for podcast 2. I'm That Blind Woman, Julie Woods, proud sponsor of 60 Countries in 60 Minutes. After going blind in 1997, I said why not so many times. I am now a professional speaker, author, advocate, and coach. If you're looking for someone to help you or your team turn your no into why not, then why not send me an email to julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz or phone or call me on 021 913 513. Why not?
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.